máximo do rei. Veja o que ele diz para ele. A carta é o machacrit rim e mafastoides que se mafshit em nehir que se mafshit na behimo vinir que se acuva a mídia nessa morrente o maio menu perg cheio e o amit rocheik e tu me sagido me tachtizei somos lá acuva a mídia nessa morrente o maio menu so deres de cheik o maio menu perg shlishi the third portion of the leg, the highest portion, is the thigh. Vehu mechuba liguv, v'nitcho kulis. Bifirik atachtim b'chol mokim shiachta b'kshev. In other words, in the heel, so it's kshev. Etzem ha-mechuba liguv, ha-nitcho kulis, in the thigh, b'chol mokim shiachta treiv. Mi-etzem ha-mzoi, in the shank, the shoik, im nechtach shalom yinkim tzumas ha-gid in kshev. I mean, that's like the second portion of Rav Yehuda Mara. V'im nechta v'mpitzim v'kim v'se v'sagidim v'trei v'u nes ro v'mpnei shehu v'chtuch ha-sorei v'mokim ze elu v'mpnei shenech v'chu agid v'fichoch im nishbar ha-etzem v'mkim v'se v'sagidim v'yotzo v'chutz v'ine yehu bosachim v'nes rubei according to the shite of the second portion of Rav Yehuda Mara, this is how the Riv, the Rambam, the Pasuk, v'ini u'posachim v'nesrubei, u'podak v'tzumes ha'gidim, v'nim tz'kayom v'mshem. But then, Rashi Pasuk is like the first motion of Avir Baram. V'yesh ha'isrim v'nechtach etzem emtzoi, so even if the etzem in the shenk, in the shoyk, was nechtach. V'chom oke, afiru shaloi v'mkim tz'umes ha'gidim. U'litaito min nishbar o'etzem v'mkim tz'umes ha'gidim, v'yotzo v'chutz. U'litaito min nishbar o'etzem v'mkim tz'umes ha'gidim. ויוצא לחוץ, ואין אייה, ופוסח יפנה שרים, רובי. אף על פי שבודק, בצומס הגידים, ונמצאו כיום עם טרים. לנו יצאי פייר ופוסח יפנה שרובי, even though it's נשבה, so then it's destined to be set in, to become rebound. So even though it did not retract, it did not become rebound, it wasn't nikshar as yet. So it's considered as if it is Nietzsche, because it's destined to be that way. But if so then it's not destined to be to retract and to become rebound. So according to the first motion of Rav Yehuda Mara'av, ימוריש לשוק בסייף הארקום בין הארקום ובין השוק תחיל פה מידע הזה. Now, if you have the diagram, if you have the diagram, so you have in this, so you have base, this is the arcum, that's the ankle joint. I mean, in Behemo it's not called ankle, in a human being it's called ankle. But it's the same thing, it corresponds with the ankle joint in the baby. So it's the hack joint. So that's base. And then, here in this diagram, so it's not, it is made so that it's not attached. It's nifrat, mea shoik. Now this whole thing is a shoik. But where dalet is, the dalet is the ho'edit. So where you have the gimel, I'm sorry, where you have the gimel. So that's the etzem, beinu ha'akum la'ashok. Beinu ha'akum la'ashok. So what the Mechaba says, it's, in other words, it's already above the hak. But that's the etzem that is between the akum, the hak, and the shoik. So v'cheinim nechtach. בסייך הפרק, שבין העקוב הנמכרס עם הרוי של שויק, בסייף הארקום, בין הארקום ובין השויק, הוא יהיה בגימו. You see, הוא יהיה בגימו. So, טריף על ידע הזה. טריף על זה. So the implication being that only when the חתך happened in גימו, but suppose the חתך happened in base, so it's not טריף. Even according to The second question, that the whole shoik is an area where if there is a sheva or it's nechtach, so it becomes treife. So only above the arke, only above the arke, above the hak, the ankle joint. But in the arke itself, in the hak, tarsus it's called also. So then it's not rain. Now we saw in the Rosh there are two shittes, but as the Divrei Chamudeis points out, and you see the Rambam agrees with the Divrei Chamudeis pshat. So actually there are three separate shittes in the Rosh. First of all is the Yesh Miforesh. The Yesh Miforesh shittes is that only Minakum Lemailo. Minakum, the Mishnah says Minakum Lemailo. So it's like, alright, according to the second motion, Minakum means Akuba Tate. So in other words, Minakum Lemailo doesn't mean here, as according to the first motion, but it means here. But it's Minakum Lemailo, but the Akuba itself, according to the Yeshmi Foshi, the first Shita in the Rosh. So, Akubo has reference, Akubo has reference to the hak, to the tarsus, the ankle joint, and he's medayik from the sefer that's dafke only in Akubo the Milo, Basheik in the Akubo itself, any bone, you have a number of bones here in the Akubo. So any bone in the Akubo, so then it's not Reife. That's the first Rosh. And it seems that the Mechaber passes like the first Rosh in the Rosh. Then the Rosh himself is Chayit. So there are two Rishayis in the Rosh on Shini. First he says, you found the Rishay, you can be Midayik. Min Akubo Lemato is Kshayo. Min Akubo Lemato is Kshayo. In other words, only at the heel, over here, you see. Mashayim Kei. But in the Akuba itself, in the ankle joint, in any bone here, so it's straight. But from the Seife, you can be Midayik, the Dafke in Akuba Lemailo is straight. That means from here, but here not. So there is an apparent between the Diuk of the ancient Diuk Seife. So one is Dafke, one is Lav Dafke. So since it's something in the Raise, so we go to Chumre. So he passes lechumre that we have to be matriv in the outcome itself. And then he says another time that at first he assumes that Akubo has reference to the outcome, to the ankle joint. And then he says, no, Akubo has reference to the Etzem Atachte. And then he says, ולמטו בן עקובו, דקטונה היינה מהסחולס עקובו ולמטו, ולמיילו מעקובו, היינה מסייף עקובו ולמיילו, והשתה, לקושי דיוקת מסליס נעדודה, וחיינו ליעולה, עצם למצוא עם מקרא עקובו. Now let's see what the Gemara says. עוסבו, וחייני נחתה בשיח הפרק, שבן עקובה נקרס עם הרוי של שויק, בסייף העב, כשהראש יקשו, דיוקד מסליס נעדודה, from the ratio we can be מדייק one way, and from the same way we can be מדייק the other way. ותראה את צדיחות הדווקד, as the first motion in the ראש הון שלי, נא ביש לפרוש. ואז מינו לחומרי, דערכו בעץ ויוסר, ויסי ואיר, דערכו בו. Who are you? So in other words, so the first motion in the Rosh on Shite agrees with the Yesh Miforshi, the Yesh Matirim of the Rosh, who assume that the Akubo is the Akum, it's not the
the end of the hill. It's not the end of the hill. The inspiration then, he says, that was the Arkubo etzem atachte. Between the two pshotim on Rosh himself, not the Yesh, the Yesh Mefarsh. So, according to the second Rosh, so even between the Arkim and the Etzem, and the Etzem Atachte, now it doesn't have a tear. So in other words, so if we say like the second Rosh in the Rosh own cheating, that that Akubo really has reference to the end of the hill, so the melee, so even the etzem between the heel and the arche and the ankle joint, it's also trefo. You see, it's also trefo. If we say that akubo has reference not to the heel, but it has reference to the ankle joint, and then the question is, we have whether the diuk of the reishi is davke or the diuk of the seife is davke. So one thing is clear, that the etzem that is between the heel and the ankle joint, so there it's certainly chill. There it's certainly chill. But according to the second Lashon in the Rosh, that akubo means the heel, the end of the heel. So Mimele, even the etzem between the heel and the ankle joint is also trefo. That's in Akubo Lamayro. Kevo Lamayro. This is what he says. V'daf kimine da'afilu b'ina ha'akub v'etzem atacht nosa. According to the second Rosh of the Rosh Hashanah Shiti. With his A. Masha itul derech horishin. But according to the first Rosh in the Rosh, that so, I mean, the Dibur Hamudah says, Nafkim Bine is, he mentions Nafkim Bine is, according to the first Lashon, it's only in the Akubo, in the hock area, in the ankle joint, it's only with the Rasofik, it's Osa. Mashayim came, according to the second Lashon, in the Rosh on Shite, so with the Rasvada, it is Osa. But the Gro mentions another Nafkim Bine, that in the Etzel, between the heel and the Akubo, and the ankle joint, according to the first Lashon, it's Muter. According to the second Lashon, it's Osea. Because Akubo means the heel. So Mele, that between the heel and the ankle joint is already in Akubo Mayo. Akubo Mayo. Masha'in kill the Rechorishen. So then it's Muter. Vinei nok to kulom the Rechorishen. In other words, not as like the second Lashon in the Rosh. Not second, because the second Lashon in the Rosh says something very strange, that Akubo does not have reference to the ankle joint. Akubo has reference to the heel. The less, the terminal end of the heel. So that's strange. So he says, all the poskim exhume like the Derech Horishim. In other words, that it's also if there is a break, a shever in the ankle joint in the tarsus, so then it's also only with the sofik, not with the rasvadai, and only if the break occurs in the ankle joint itself. But if the break occurs between the heel and the ankle joint, then it's muter. But if according to the first Lashon of the Rosh, if the break occurs in any bone, in the tarsus itself, in the ankle joint itself, then it's certainly osa. Masha'inke in the Yesh Batiri that the Rosh mentions, there it's muter even if a break occurs in the ankle joint itself. Und udoi ki marich u'shochanoch, because the Shulchan Aruch says, וחיילי נחתך בסייך הפרק שבין הרכוב הנמכרס עם הורש ושייך בסייף הארכון that's given but base that's the ankle joint base is the ankle joint in base it's mutter that's not like neither lotion of the Rosh on Shike but that's like the Yesh Nefoshim the Yesh material that the Rosh mentions the Shkonoch Pas he says V'ayim Prichodosh V'shach in other words the Prichodosh and V'shach they say that if a shever occurs in the ankle joint then it's right then it's right but the Taz says that if a joint, if a break occurs in the ankle joint itself, it is kshayo. It is kshayo. That's why in Shechonoch. This is what he means when he says, Vayim Prichodosh Yishach. So in other words, there are 3 days. The Yesh Mishematia, the Yesh Mishematia, and the Shechonoch appears to pass more like the Yesh Mishematia. And then there are 2 days in the Rosh, and there are 2 nafkiminis between the first day of the Rosh and the second day of the Rosh. The first day of the Rosh agrees with the Yesh Mishematia in the Perush Hamilo of Akuvo, that Akuvo has reference to the ankle joint. But the question is, how are we to be Midayik? How are we to be Midayik? So Mimele, but one thing is clear, according to the first motion of the Rosh Hashanah, that if the break occurs between the heel and the ankle joint, then it's certainly mutaris. But then the second motion of the Rosh is that Akuvo is reference to the terminal end of the heel. So Mimele, the bone between the heel and the ankle joint has a number of bones. That's why it's called joint. It's a number of bones, not a single bone. So according to the second motion, in the Rosh on Shite, Akuvo has reference to the terminal end of the heel. So the Mele, anything above that, even before the ankle joint itself, but in the bone, between the parasol, the heel, and the ankle joint. It's also trayim. All right. V'noagu, v'nechtach, now, b'seich ha-perek, b'mokim she-mechuber, etzem ha-kulyes im-ashub, trayifo, that's the knee joint. The knee joint. So in other words, because this is a continuation of the second lotion, of the mechaber. And the second lotion of the mechaber passes like Rashi, like the first motion of Rabbi Yehuda Marav. So Mimele, that means that if there is a shever or nechtach in the shank bone, in the shank, so then it's trefor. So Mimele, it goes without saying that if there is a break in the knee joint, it's also trefor. But again, from this you also see that the Mechaba Paskens, like the first shita that the Rosh mentions, the Yesh Mishemata, Yesh Mishemeforesh. Because here the Mechaber mentions in Nechtach B'seich HaPerek Zeh B'seich HaPerek B'mokim Shemechuber Etzem HaKulyes Im HaShoik Now that's more. Now here you have Aleph and Beis together. I mean, even though he doesn't have the Beis. So, and then you have the Gimel. The Gimel, this is Bein Ha'arkim Uvin Ha'Sheik. And then you have the Hay. The Hay, that's the Sheik. That's the Sheik. And then you have the Vov. Ha'atzomei Shebein Ha'Kulyes La'Sheik. Kulyes is the Tai. And Ha'atzomei Shebein Ha'Kulyes La'Sheik, that's the knee joint. And then you have Zion. That's the Kulyes, that's the Tai. And then you have Ches, that's already Habuch Neshoa Kulyes. This is where it is, at the joints, near the joints, where the thigh is joined, you see. All right. So he says the vinechtach b'sich haperek b'mokim shemachu b'eretzem akul yesim asher itfayim for the nijon. That's vov. So he mentions that in connection to the second lashon of mechaber. The implication being that according to the first lashon of mechaber, I mean that we pass in like the second lashon of Rav Yehuda Amarav. So then it's not raven. That's only because the mechaber passes like the first lashon that the Rosh mentions. Alright. V'nechdach b'seich haperek b'mokim shemachu b'eretzem akulis imashoik treif v'noagu b'chol ashkenes v'tzofas kitzvora achrei v'eili shamis lochein b'chol mokim shenechdach minoarkim olemailo treifo afalpi shetzumas agidim kayom. Now, so it seems that there are more also paskins, like the mechaber, that only minu'arkim ulemayim, in other words, above the hak, the tarsus, or between the tarsus and the shank, gimel. I mean, there it's right. All right. Etzem akulis shenitak minkemei minkem chiburei beguf v'hayne buke de'atme de'shof mituchte. In other words, the taibo slipped from itzaket minkem chiburei. Now, because you see, now the taibo is attached in two sakets, you could say. Is attached to two sources. One, the buchne, to the goof, and one, to the knee. So here in Beis, he discusses the case where the thigh bone slipped from its socket in the goof. Etzem akuli shenitak mkeimen mkeim chibure. Begoof. So, in other words, if this bone, Zion, slipped here, where it's mechuba to the goof. So, V'hane buke de'at mei lishof miduchte treif bein mi'eiv v'hu di'iko nivei, because Rav Melchonon, the two mentioned the sheet of Rav Melchonon, that's why he emphasized the mechaber bein mi'eiv bein mi'eiv v'hu di'iko nivei, that the ligaments became totally deteriorated, decayed v'im ha'iseiris she'be'etzem ha'kav she'yeitzeis alo'etzem ha'zocho. He describes, I mean, where the ligaments are located. Where is this? But suppose the thigh bone slipped from its socket, and even though the same ligaments were severed, but they weren't decayed, so then it's kshero. Then it's kshero. V'chei im loy nisach, rak miyuto, yerubom kayom koshamidim. Only if the major portion of the ligaments are decayed, together with the slipping of the femur, of the thigh bone, from the socket. Kosher living. Ach yei shemri, deino nupkim biyikul nive. We're not broken. Lochen ish reeseyer kol shmut asyerech, shemo yikul nive. In other words, of a male, since we're not keen, so what is considered a full decay of the ligaments? So melo yamachna, any shmut asyerech, v'chein im nishba, somoch liguf, afal pi shechoza v'nik shareite, trein for shemo yikal nive. So in other words, if it is mamesh nishmat, if it's nishba, somoch liguf, Aval pi shechoza v'nik shareite is treife, shemo yigal nive. Maybe the ligaments deteriorated. Umisharin dalet its boys b'gaso ubeis b'dak. What is considered nishba somoch liguf, if it is within a distance of dalet its boys in the gaso, the beba gaso, and beis its boys b'dak. So that is descriptive of somuch little. Viteiv lahachmi abim mokim shenefset morobi. Im roi nishmat hayerech, viyibu nibikosha. Suppose the ligaments deteriorated completely, but the thigh bone did not slip from its socket, then it's kosher. Now, reish etzem ha-kulies ha-mechuga le-shoik, she-nitak me-kemei. Now, in Tziv Beis, he discussed the case, the Mechaber discussed the case, where it became detached, slipped from the socket at the juncture with the goof, but it has another juncture, the juncture with the knee. So, at the juncture with the shank, that means at the knee. So, im reish etzem akuli esam chuba lishum she nitakim kemei at the knee joint. Afilu, so the two mentioned 2 days. ראשי התחתי של עצם זה המחובו עם השויק שנשאל מקיימי יהי שאמרים אף על פי שלא נפסיקו ולא נסק לו גידו ויהי שמעתי הרעים אפילו נפסיקו ונסק לו ולא זה דיידני. So there is one חומרה, there is one שיטה that is מחמיר, that if it slipped at the juncture with the shank, so even though it's loy nisachlu gidov, so it's also now, so it's more homo than the case where it slipped at the juncture with the goof, because they were required at nisachlu gidov. All right, so that's one shita, but the mechaber is not chishish for that shita. Reish etzem ha-kulies ha-mechuber l'shenk shenitak memkei mekshirom, like the second wash that the Rashba mentions. The second wash. V'lozet ha'itinete, the Rashba says. V'yesh matirin afilu nifziku v'nisach afilu im ikel nivin. Now, so in other words, it's not chishish for that chita, the first wash that the Rashba mentions. It's not chishish. So, on the contrary, that if it is that where it is, it slips, where the thigh bone slips at the juncture with the goof, is more humble than the case where the thigh bone slips at the juncture with the shank. Because if the thigh bone slips at the juncture with the goof, and if it's even nivei, then it's trefo. Mashenkin, the thigh bone slips at the juncture with the shank. So even if it is coupled with the kalnivei, it's still cheap. Alright. So that's not difficult at all. But then the Ramon mentions the Jewish Arosh. V'yei she'imri, davke kishe'eiru boso chifnesrubi. In other words, so the Jewish Arosh says that when do we say that if the typo slipped from the juncture, from its source, at the juncture with the shank, so it is ksheyo. Even though it is ikunivei, only if you have a robosa chayfines rubei. But if you don't have a robosa chayfines rubei, and it's ikunivei as well, so then it is straightforward. Then it is ready for now. Now the Shach says in Siv Zayin, "V'yei sheimrin l'davke, kein kosa b'darke meishi, u'v'teras chatos,
פייזיין, דין זיין, בשם תשומס הראש, וצורכים, דלוש עם תשומס הראש שם ככה, ונשבע הירך, בין פרק שני לפרק ג', אם אין רובוס אחיף מסרו מקושר, אם אין בטריפיס, אלא בוקה דעת ולשוף מתוך דבית וניבי, ומייר דווקא בנשבע, so he says, תשומס הראש, as well, when he comes up נשבע, אבל בנשבע, נראה דרחיל, דרחיל, so he's חילי כאן, and Ramon, he says, that the Rosh doesn't even say that, that the Rosh has referenced the case of Nishma, but here, the Ramon applies it to a case of Nishma, where it slipped, there was no break, there was no fracture, it just slipped, so, אבל Nishma, נראה דרחיל, וכן כוס ורש בו בתשובה סימן פיטס, תן חילוק בירובו סחיף מסרובי, אלו בנשבע, אבל בנשמע תן חילוק. ומבוי השום נדבור עובד אפילו בנשמע, עצם הקוליס, ממקים חיבורי בגוף, אין חילוק בין אירובו סחיף מסרובי. וכל שנוח. ובתרס חטו שום דנבוב, כוס המשים תשובה סרש בו, סימן קופסה בזיין, ובנשמע תקוליס, that's the type of one, ממקים חיבורי בגוף, אין לקושר, אלו, דווקא כשאירו בו סוחיף מסרובי, וכמו שיסבויה לכמה נשביר הזה עצם. So, this is what Teres Chatos mentioned the name of the Jewish Rashba, but the Jewish Rashba doesn't say it, וצורך יום, that he's massive on the Teres Chatos as well. דלו נמצא כאים בשביל רשבו, רק בשביל רשבו סימן ראש חובו ואיזה, כבי עצם הקוליס שנשבע וניתל ממנו קורת מראשי מני אירופו סחיף מסרובי. אבל בנשבע תן חילוק, So the Shach is Masi kan the Psach of the Ramo. And he says that the Rosh doesn't see it. Now we have to understand the Shit of the Ramo. We have to understand the Shit of the Ramo. Now it's what the Shach saying, that when is Ein Eru Boso Chif Mesrubi significant, only in connection with the case where there's a fracture. But here there is no fracture. So apparently, I mean, as the Rosh Hashulchan points out, the Ramo Shit is that where it is Nismat, that where it is Nishmat, so then if it is Nishmat and it's Yikal Nivei, if it is Nishmat and it's Yikal Nivei also, so Memele it has a din like Nishmat. I mean, what's the difference between, let's say suppose, so in other words, if it's Lo Yikal Nivei, so the ligaments are not decayed, then there is a difference between Nishmat and Nishma. But if it slipped from its source, it slipped from its source, and in addition, the ligaments decayed, so then it has the same din like Nishma. So it has the same din like Nishma. And so therefore it is only kosher if they are posachim nesuvim. I mean, there's the sheet of the Ramo, but the Shach is chilek. Alright. Im yesh lo gimul raglayim, treyu, dichol yes akinot udom, uchilu choser regl echod, vihu sheyye ze hayeser mireish etzem atachtim lemayim. Mireish etzem atachtim lemayim. Vidavke sheze hayeseres yesh lo tiya regel, vimedez bikim raglayim. אבלבו חיינו מתחו יסרס ולהבי רק דילבו וקושי וניברי סחוס הרגו אחס טריב רק נע So the prichodosh and the taz they both ask against the mechaba This mechaba's din would have meaning according to the sheet of the Rambam Now there are three sheetes in Kol Yesa Kedot Adon. One shite is the shite of Rashi and Rambam, and that's the shite that most Rishonim agree with. In other words, that Kol Yesa Kedot Adon, that if there is an additional Eiver, so it's considered as if it's deficient in the team. As if it's deficient in the team. So, that's the shite of Rashi and Rambam. Then there is the sheet of the Ramban that Kol Yesa Kenotl Dome doesn't mean
that if there is an additional Eiver, so it's considered as if it is deficient in that Eiver. But we say, Kol Yeser, if there is an additional Eiver, so it's considered as if that additional Eiver had been removed together with the Moki Mamchula. Together with the Moki Mamchula. And then there is the Shite of the Hashbo, that Kol Yeser Kenot Dome means that this additional Eiver is considered as if it had been removed. Just this, not that it's deficient in the same kind of Eiver, but just as if it had been born with this additional Eiver and it was removed, Mimele, a cavity was formed. So it will only be treife if it is the kind of an eiver that if a cavity is formed, so then it will be matter. Now, so let's say nafkemine would be ligabi kovet. So if let's say there is an additional kovet according to Rashi and the Rambam, so it doesn't matter where the additional kovet is. Even if the additional kovet is not joined to the mor, so it's still treife because kol yeser cannot dome. So mele, if there is an additional liver, so it's considered as if the behemoth had no liver. Suppose the behemoth had no liver, not even minimal liver. So then it would be treife. So it's treife. So even if the additional liver is not joined to the mor. According to Rashi, according to Ramban, so Kol Yeser Kenot Dome, we don't say that if there is an additional liver, we consider as if the behemoth had been deficient in that liver altogether. But we say we consider it as if it had been born with this additional liver, and this additional liver had been removed together with the Moki Mamechuba. So Mele, only if that additional liver is Mukimor. And then the Shita of the Rashbo is that Kol Yeser Kenot Dome only implies that if the Behemah has an additional liver, so we consider it as if it had been born with that additional liver, and then the doctor came and removed it. So then the cavity is formed. So then the next question is, suppose there is an ekev in that the cavity is formed. Is it treif or it's not treif? So in the case of an additional ume in the lungs or an additional ume in the lungs, so even according to the Rashbo, we say it's treif. Because nitav, so mele, if it has an additional lobe, so then we consider it as if it had been born with an additional lobe, and then it was removed, and the cavity was formed. Now, so here it is also treifo. Masheike, if it has an additional kovet, so we consider it as if this additional kovet with which it was born had been removed, and the cavity was formed. So what? So the Kavakovit is not matri. So the male is clear. So we have three shittas. So the Prichodosh and the Taz, they both ask against the Mechaber, this shite, would make sense according to the shita of the Rambam. But we pass like Rashi and the Rambam. So what difference does it make? Meaning the Prichodosh is masik, he's chelik on there. And the Mechaber. And the Chodosh says that it doesn't make any difference where the Yeser appears. So it's still treife because Kol Yeser cannot come. Now, so the Pshat in the Mechaber is, as a matter of fact, and this is really implicit in the Rosh Hashanah Ramon, but the Rosh Hashanah points it out, it's very simple. He says that this, the Mechaber Shiti, is that even according to Rashi and Rambam, but it has to have a tzure of an additional Yeser. It has to have a tzura of an additional Eiver. Now, there is a difference between an additional leg and an additional appendage that hangs out from the leg. That's not an additional either. It has to have the tsure of a leg. So Mele, when does it have the tsure of an additional eber? Only if it's Mereish Etzem HaTachtin or Lemaile. Because a leg, this is the structure of the leg. You cannot say that if there is a piece of flesh, or even if a bone stems out, an additional bone stems out here, from the shank, here. So, just an appendage. It's not an additional eva. And this is, so that's why the Mechaber says. So as a matter of fact, this is implicit in the Roshon of the Ramon. V'davke she'yezeh ha'yiseres, yesh l'tura regel, v'yimedes b'kim ha'raglayim, avod l'avo ha'yini mikro yiseres, l'haver ha'gdilmu, so it's only an additional appendage. An additional appendage that hangs on to the leg. Kosher. V'nivris chos regel achas treif. Now, kol mokim, she'im yachtach shom, הרגל היא טריף, אפילו הוא נחת. אלוהי משבר ויוצא לחוץ. So before he mentioned, so in Sifale, so the Mechaber mentioned the two shittes, the shum v'sheines, as in what area of the leg, if you cut out the bone, so it's like, so according to the first motion, only above the knee. According to the second motion, the Mechaber mentions, so above the akuba tachteinu, above the ankle joint, above the ankle joint. Now, so there he discussed the case where it was cut out, removed. Now, suppose it's not removed, it's there, but there is a fracture, it's broken. So, kombo kim shim yechta shom arekel yitreifo, afil loy yechta, elu nishbar biyoto lechutz. So only, I mean the Mechaber paskens, it has to be nishba and yotzah lechutz. But suppose it's nishba, there is a fracture, and it doesn't protrude outside, not at all. So then it's ksheiro. Even if you don't have any eirubos or chayfnes rubei, and even if you don't have any reiv, you don't have any bos or altogether, not only you don't need a chayfnes rubei, but you don't need the reiv bosal there altogether, even if all the bosal was removed. But if the etzem, that fracture, did not protrude outside, so then it's shame. Now there is the Rashba mentions the shite. The Rashba mentions the shite that distinguishes between the case of the Mishnah and the Braise, because the Braise doesn't mention reiv bosal. In Yesh reiv bosal. Yeah, I mean the Mishnah doesn't mention this. Price does. The Mishnah says, Mishba Wetze, Mimriva Bosa Kaya. He doesn't say Khilfes Rubei. Kaya. The price says Ton Rabono, Mishba Wetze, Yotzel of Kutz, Imeru Bosa Khilfes Rubei Mutter, Vima Bosa. So not Khilf Bosa Kaya. It has to be chayvet for me. Sometimes it might be kaya, but it doesn't cooperate, you see. It doesn't cooperate. So the Rashba mentions one lotion, that there is a difference. The Mishnah is referring to the case where there is a fracture of the bone and it didn't protrude outside. It wasn't going to the foot. So then, as long as he can possibly with kaya, even though it's not chifes rubei, neither rebevi, neither rebevi, so shayo, as long as rebevi. But the price is not the case where it protruded outside. So then rebevi is not enough, but it has to be chifes rubei. But then most rishayim, they are going to come that chite, and they say that if it wasn't Yetzel Chutz, so then you don't need anything. You don't even need Rimbosakaya. You don't even need Rimbosakaya. So when you need Rimbosakaya and it has to be Rimbosakaya, that is only if it is Yotzel. Only if it is Yotzel Chutz. Only if it is Yotzel Chutz. Now the Shita of Rashi Now Rashi, that's a unique, because Rashi says, according to Rashi, so the machlekes between the Bandoma who says Rebuke and the Bandoma who says Rebekeife consists in this. According to Bandoma who says Rebekeife, so Mele Yotzo Lechut is not important. But the important thing is whether they leave, whether Boso is Rebekeife, Rebekeife of the Sheva, of the Etzel. Whether Boso is Rebekeife, Rebekeife.